Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
39-yard field goal for the win. He got it! Denver has won! So improbable, NFL teams had won 1,602 consecutive games when leading by 18 points in the final 6 minutes of a game.
What an incredible stat, and what an incredible fourth quarter yesterday with the Denver Broncos and New York Giants. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. Let's go around the NFL a little bit here. Hugh, can I take you through my what I was going through yesterday?
What you were going through yesterday?
So I am in a survivor pool, and we start off with 1,700 or so people. And yesterday, a few weeks each year, you have to pick two teams to win, right? Usually a survivor pool, you just got to pick one, right? But yesterday was a week where you had to pick two teams to win and get through and be victorious yesterday. So I took the Kansas City Chiefs as one of mine. That was a layup. That game was over in 10 minutes. The other survivor entry I had was on the Denver Broncos yesterday. So I was all in on the Broncos to win the game over the Giants. I'm like, all right, come on. They got this. This is a big Denver day. They're at home, 7-point favorite. And I'm watching it, and they can't score, and they can't score. I'm like, oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. I'm out on this. And then the fourth quarter starts, and it's 19-0. The Giants are winning. Hugh, I threw the towel in. I'm like, I lost. I'm out of the pool. I lost. There's no way.
Then you got life.
Not only did I get life.
You got life.
They came back and took the lead, only to lose the lead with 35 seconds to go. So I get all this life back. I'm like, whew, I got it. They scored. And then the Giants get the ball right back, and they go score. So I'm like, oh, no. And then the Broncos go right down the field and score. Hugh, that was 33 points in the fourth quarter?
Yeah,
never see that again.
Left?
Well, they started the fourth quarter with zero, and then they got 33 by the end. 33.
No, I'm saying, but how many minutes were left in the whole fourth quarter?
Yeah, it was 19-0 Giants when the fourth quarter started, and then Denver reeled off 33 points.
No, but it was a sequence, because I was reading it, because on the sideline, the quarterback was talking about, oh, we got this or something.
I think that was when the Giants went back up again with like 35 seconds to go.
Yeah, that's right. What it was.
Because he scored, yeah.
Dart
scored.
And it was like, no, we got this.
Somebody didn't have it. Somebody took the Broncos at plus 1,100.
Live?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was a good bet. That was Kyle. Kyle,
I have
that.
Vision,
oh.
Hugh.
Oh, I didn't see. I didn't feel that yesterday. I had a lot going
well,
on. I didn't bet.
Some of us have vision. Yeah. Some of us vibrate at a higher frequency.
Third eye.
Yeah, my third eye.
Yeah. Well, I
didn't have a feel for that game.
I had him in Survivor, never a doubt.
But I got a feel for this one that's coming up this week.
Mm.
Even though we're going to revel in this.
Which one?
The Eagles and the Giants.
Oh.
The next Eagles game he needs.
Yes. Okay, all right. There's two games tonight. There's one on Thursday.
We're not there yet.
Forgot. Part of me.
Forgot about that. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and put me a parlay.
All right, we'll get to that. All right, so what a crazy victory by the Broncos yesterday. Obviously, I got through in Survivor, so I was thrilled about it. Let's go to this yesterday. Cowboys win. We've mentioned them a lot today because it looks like they might be the second-best team in this division, especially now another injury to Jaden Daniels. We'll see how long he's going to be up. But the Cowboys rout the Commanders yesterday. And then after the game, they're asking Jerry Jones, are you going to go out and add to your team at the trade deadline? And Jerry threw some fun one-liners in here. Here's Jer.
Do that, or you still feel like you're in that space?
Not at all. I feel just as inclined or not inclined. Really, and I'm not trying to be any way. I don't have anything in front of me right now that I'm interested in. I haven't noodled up something that I might be interested in. You have to go within the boundaries of what's possible. You hear from other clubs as we get on into the trading deadline. We'll see if something there helps. But I'm not going to holler in my pillow if we don't get a trade, because I feel good about the makeup of the personnel we got on the team right now.
Which one do you like better in there? A hollering in his pillow if they don't make a trade, or he hasn't noodled anything up yet?
The hollering in the pillow, the hollering in the pillow is bad.
Yeah.
Because it's just.
Really? That one made more sense to me than noodling something up.
I thought it was like a grown up way of like crying in
screaming
your pillow.
Screaming in your pillow. Yeah.
Yeah. Screaming like, in your pillow. Yeah. Like an old man hollering in your pillow.
I guess it's the way all the depends on how you look at it.
What did you?
Well, we know how you look at it.
What did you make of hollering in your pillow?
You don't want to know. And slather Vaseline
not
on me.
Know. But I like the noodling up. He hasn't noodled up any trades yet.
Well, you know what that means. No, never mind. I'll talk to y'all about. See,
is this another one?
No, see,
will
here's
you grow
the thing.
Up?
Well, no, because it's like.
Should I search noodle up, or is that a bad thing to search at work?
Well, you probably. I will talk about it.
Okay, we'll just start searching it.
We'll just couch this.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
we'll talk about this, but we're not on there.
Yep.
But both of them are bad. Both to me, mm-hmm. both of them are pretty bad.
I mean, I'm looking up noodle up. It means to come up with or brainstorm. I think that's what Jerry was saying.
Because I was soft. See, Kyle's childish.
I'm following you. I'm just trying not. I'm trying not to make it a thing. I was going to be okay.
We're just going around the NFL here. The fact that your head's in the gutter, it's not our fault.
We are professionals.
We are professionals 24/7.
Well, don't lie to people about that. All right, so the Cowboys win again. Jerry hasn't noodled anything up on the trade front yet. And speaking of the opposite of winning, that would be Hughes' New York Jets, who continue to be the only winless team in pro football. Your ex-teammate Aaron Glenn continues to take all the arrows from Jets fans. He actually did, though. He pulled Justin Fields out of the game at one point yesterday. I mean, thank goodness, because that's hard to watch. Fields yesterday after the game.
He said it's hard.
It is hard to watch him play. Asked about why the team can't get in the end zone all these weeks in a row.
How do you explain not scoring an offensive touchdown the last 2 weeks?
How do I explain it?
Yeah, just how. Like, yeah.
Well, we didn't get in the end zone. I mean, there's a lot, but I don't mean to be, you feel me, rude, but. There's no explanation, to be honest with you. Simple as we just haven't played well enough.
Pretty matter of fact there by Justin. How do you explain not scoring? Well, we haven't scored. These are your New York Jets.
That is how you score, by the way.
You have to get into the end zone.
I really like, you know, it's still early. But, man, I'm pulling for Aaron. I'm definitely pulling
for him. He needs all your support right now.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, man, because that's a... I mean,
yeah, it's a
good thing. The good thing about New York is you had when I was there
they're super
playing.
Lenient, relaxed.
Well, no, it's so much stuff going on in New York. You got hockey.
That's true.
That's going on right now.
Yeah. Well, they are covered up by the other football team in town that blew a 19-point fourth quarter lead.
You got basketball season about to start.
Yeah.
So you know they have, and the Knicks are pretty good. That's what I remember. I remember vividly, like it would be like a couple sheets of paper. You know, because back in the day, it wasn't the internet or anything. It was just like you got printouts, and they would send them in the locker room. So one week, it would be a whole bunch. It would be about this thick. And then as the weeks progress, as more sports are playing, it would be about two or three people would write
about
it. Oh, yeah, it's an afterthought. The redhead stepchild in New York at the time.
Well, now you start to wonder, is your guy Aaron Glenn going to win a game? Oh, I mean,
look at the schedule.
Should he be rooting for that? Like, they could overtake his one-win Jets.
Well, I know.
As the worst
are you rooting
Jets
against your Jets?
I'm rooting for Aaron to let me see.
Honest answer. Who wins?
We get the Bengals. They got the Bengals this week.
95 Jets
that's an L.
Dude,
or the 2025
Jets. They got the Bengals and the Browns back-to-back. You got to get one of them.
Okay, hold on.
You think they're going to score against that Browns defense?
No. And they got the Patriots. Ooh, they got the Ravens. They got the Five.
They might not win a game.
No, they'll beat the Browns or the Bengals.
Whoa.
They're going to beat Joe Flacco. Oh. I'm going to put that out there in the atmosphere. Get his first win.
Who wins? Honest question. 95 Jets or 2025 Jets?
Come on.
Like, if they play, like, your team, your one-win Jets team, plays this current Jets team, and like you guys are in your prime, like it's your regular age group. Who wins?
Oh, we got.
I think he was trying to do the thing where he acts like he didn't hear you.
Yeah. Right, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
What? Are you sure you guys win?
Yeah, I'm pretty. No, not really.
How many times did you sack Justin Fields in the game? Six?
I would get after Justin.
I mean, he'd run into two in your sacks. I mean, he does that.
You would have turned that defensive rookie of the year into the defensive player of the year.
The Jets are terrible. All right. They got to beat
Cleveland or Cincinnati, don't they? Mm.
Andy Dalton finished the game for the Panthers yesterday, and they couldn't beat him.
Yeah, they most certainly do not have to beat them.
They're a brutal team. All right, a team that Hugh Douglas deemed done a few weeks ago, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're back. They have dominated teams recently, including the Raiders yesterday. And how about this little trickery from Patrick Mahomes? It sounded like they were trying to draw the Raiders offsides, and then he kind of complains it's not working, and then they run a play, and the Raiders aren't ready for it. Here's how that sounded.
Well, they're going for it on their own 40, on fourth and a foot. Tried to draw him offside.
The blue red was on! Never
fucking
work, man.
Sorry. Mahomes says, Coach, it doesn't
there they
work.
Go. They
he was
go
faking
for
it.
There they
he
go.
Got you.
You'd give it up on that one. You thought for sure it was a draw, didn't you?
The Andy Reid.
Draw him offside.
Unbelievable. Pete Carroll even knows this. We're going to make you think we're trying to draw you offsides, and then we're going to go ahead and take a downward punt. And then he goes, and Mahomes goes, gosh, it never works. It never stinking works.
Let
me just try it again. Sahut, boom, first down.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tony Romo had work done, dog.
I know. He looks like a totally different person.
Hey, listen, he does.
I'm just going to go ahead and be recklessly speculative.
No, I don't even think it's reckless. I think it's
he had work done.
You watch him money can be trouble for people, man.
He got money. He don't know how to have bread. I'm going to get my face done.
I don't know if there's a way like where they accidentally put too much Botox in, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to get me some work done.
Do you realize how much we would rip you if you got Botox?
Hey, listen, you might give me some Botox.
He's going to come with his face all ballooned up.
Botox Douglas would be my new favorite.
Hey, I'm going to get Botox to do radio.
Well, we are on YouTube now. You can do it for the YouTube audience.
Yeah. I'm going to get Botox to do radio.
There would be no bigger rent-free situation if you people forced you to get work.
I'm going to go get my waist snatched.
What was the comment on you people? Oh, that's Hugh Douglas? I expected more.
Yeah, not impressed.
Not impressed.
I'm going to go get my waist snatched.
Oh, sir, why are you coming in for Botox? Well, the one person on YouTube said, not impressed.
2 hours of cardio after the one day.
I'm going to get down to about a 32. About 32 slim.
Hugh Tox over here. All right. Did the Mahomes thing, did you buy it?
I mean, thought it was pretty impressive.
He sold it.
Yeah, he did.
He seemed annoyed that they were wasting the time to try to draw him offsides, and then they just ran the ball right up the middle. The Raiders yesterday were horrendous. The Chiefs are officially back. Rashee Rice on the field. They look really good right now. All right, last one around the NFL. And I don't think this is a name we're going to be mentioning in this segment very often the rest of the season, or at least we shouldn't be. Has there ever been a more fired person that's still employed than Mike McDaniel? Listen to this yesterday. They get their doors blown off by the Cleveland Browns. That game wasn't even close. The Browns.
Tua was horrendous, too.
Tua is terrible. Ooh. And here's Mike McDaniel just trying to make sense of this. This is not even coherent. Here he is after the game.
There's a lot of guys that will have an important work week because we're not. I mean, if you are negatively affecting the football team routinely, I don't have a choice but to, assess a different player. And I have to coach a lot better as well. So we need we're going to find out. Who and what we're made of.
Listening to that, you know who I think he's talking about? The quarterback.
I agree. I think he's going to bench Tua.
Because Tua threw him under the bus.
Yep.
Well, he threw everybody under the bus.
And then he went and played like garbage.
Then he blamed the media and then played like garbage.
And then now he's sitting there talking about evaluating and assessing people who, because I speak that language. On a daily basis.
Well, you do, because I
speak rhetoric on a daily
of
basis.
This from you immediately.
I think what did Coach Fangio say? I can't even think of what I was saying.
No, seriously. And that's why it's easy for me to understand what he was saying, because he's talking about Joe. You laughing too hard. Stop laughing so hard. But he's talking about.
Just the fact that you heard McDaniel, like, I get it. I get what he's saying.
I get it. Because he's trying to talk about the quarterback without actually talking about the quarterback.
Without saying
he's trying
name.
To keep it vague. And a lot of times, because, you know, when you speak stream of conscience, you got to do that. Because a lot of times when I'm speaking, there be certain words that are on the tip of my tongue that I cannot say on the radio.
Because you're a grown-up. I'm professional.
I'm working on that so hard, and I can't say them. So I'm trying to walk them back. And still say what I want to say, but the word fits so perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what he was doing. But yeah, they tip out the biz to him.
So
he's out of there.
You know how we've referenced QBR a lot this year? One of the weeks in the power rankings for quarterbacks, you used QBR, right? That was your guy.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing.
So QBR is a scale of 1 to 100, 100 being the best you could play. Did you happen to see what Tua Tagovailoa's QBR was yesterday? Out of 100.
It was yesterday. Was it like negative something?
You can't go negative. So it's 1 to 100. But he almost got there.
24.
No, was his passer rating. His QBR was 3.4. I mean, that team is dead.
Hey, dog, he was 12 for 23 for 100 yards.
And how many touchdowns? None. How many picks?
Ooh.
Three. Yeah. And he fumbled a couple times. That's as bad of a quarterback game as you'll see all season.
They put Quinn Ewers in the game.
They did. And he might play again this week. Dolphins are totally cooked. That coach is a dead coach walking, even though he speaks Hugh and Hugh speaks Mike McDaniel there. 215-592-9494. For our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com.
How much
money
they owe to her?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
I think they owe him like $50 million guaranteed for next year already on the books. Yeah, they may have to just cut those losses.
I will say this, though. If I was Tua Tagovailoa, knowing that they about to probably get ready, I'll start talking real greasy. Like, for real, because you about to get benched anyway. You threw him under the bus last week. You might as well go ahead and ride that train all the way out of town.
Yeah.
Because this might be your last go-round in the NFL. I highly doubt it because Marcus Mariota's still in the league.
No, he'll go to be a backup somewhere. Yeah.
But you might as well start talking greasy now. You might as well start talking about people. Mama, talking about how Mike McDaniels, wasn't coaching well. You might as well.
That dead cap hit is $99 million to get off of Tua next year. $99 million. Do you believe that was Hurts' best game ever as a passer? Yes, 52%. No, 40%. That's pretty split on a great Hurts game yesterday on our Twitter poll question. Caleb in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, what's Caleb. What's up, buddy?
Hey, who?
What's up, man?
Last week, man, you had mentioned just about, and I don't want to bring up old stuff here now, but you had mentioned something about Jalen Hurts and communication with his teammates, right?
Mm-hmm.
So every interview I watch, even down to, Devontae Smith play, he talked about, you know, how he, if he doesn't see something, he will go up to Hurts and, you know, talk to him. They'll get it together. You'll hear a couple other teammates say, you know, Hurts come up to him on the sideline. Granted, we're watching a TV copy, so we don't get to see all of it. Mm-hmm. My thing is the A.J. Brown touchdown yesterday that Hurts kind of, you know, redirected him up the field.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that play, it just looked like A.J. kind of was like, man, I'm going to run my route. If I don't get it on my route, I'm done with it, right? So mm-hmm. it's like you see somebody like Smitty, and this ain't no attack on you, just more so asking on your opinion, if anything. But you see somebody like Smitty who says, you know, if this play not working, I'm going back into the huddle. We're going to figure it out. I see something else. And he did this a couple weeks ago, and he had told Hurts about an adjustment he made, and Hurts was like, well, did you give him the fake all the way? And Smitty was like, nah, I just bit a little bit to see what he'd do so I know the play would be there. They wound up capitalizing on the play. I'm like, well, why can't AJ go up to this guy and just say, hey, look, this ain't working. Like, this is what I'm seeing out there. Like, is it a difference where you got some people who are out there just to do their job and that's it? And then you got somebody like Smitty who's actually analyzing the game as well, like the quarterback is, and just helping him get on the same page to where he want to say, yo, look, this is what I see. You may not just see this. You might got defenders in your face. I don't know what you're dealing with back there, but this is what I see on this end, mm-hmm. on this particular play, in this particular lineup. So is that a thing where, like, I guess what I'm asking is, do you view it that same way? Like, AJ just out there, like, not say to get a check because he had a good game yesterday. I don't want to make this like that, but is there, like, some people just out there just to do their job and only that, and you get people like Smitty who is actually analyzing it? Because you got a lot of people say that Hurts do come up to them and talk to them on the sideline and make adjustments, but we just don't see it between him and AJ for whatever reason. So is that a case? That's more so what I'm asking. Like, is it, you know, do you see it that way? Like, AJ just out there, like, once my route is done, I'm not improvising. I'm not doing none of that. Like, it's just, I'm going to run my route. I'm going to go to the sideline. Whereas the Smitty's is like, yo, look, this ain't working. This is why it ain't working. This is what I see from my end. Let's communicate. Let's get it together. Let's stay on the same page. Like, have you witnessed that before? Or do you view it that way as well? Or you get what I'm saying?
No, I don't get what you're saying, but let me see if I can. No disrespect to you, but you said a lot.
It's all good.
But what I think you're trying to say is basically, does AJ go back and talk to Jalen on basic plays, like every play? And
for the most part, yeah. Like, is he viewing the game outside of,
or is he
work,
basically?
And I know why it didn't work.
Or is he telling?
Yeah, let me jump in. I'm going to try to speak Q here for a second. I understand what you're saying, and I think he will understand. Let me translate.
I'm long talking.
No,
long
Caleb,
talking.
I got you.
It's cool.
Caleb,
good.
I see the same thing. So
it's the broccoli,
right? I get it. The first touchdown, the big one up the field to AJ, right? Uh-huh. It looked like he kind of stopped on the 4th and 4, and then Jalen was like, gave him a signal, like, go,
and then he went.
And he's saying, why doesn't it happen more? And speaking of yesterday, Jalen mentioned after the game that Devontae kept coming to the sideline and said, we can throw that post. We mm-hmm. got it. And eventually Petullo called it and they hit it. He's basically, I think Caleb's saying, like, why doesn't AJ do that more? Because it seems like Smitty goes to the sideline and says, this is what I see. If we get a chance, we can hit it. It might have happened with the dagger. It might have happened yesterday. We don't get that as much.
Why don't
from
you communicate more?
With AJ.
That's a great question. And I don't know why. I don't know why, because you would think. No, because you would think that would be the case. You know, especially when you're talking about different things, you see, how are they playing you? How are they setting their feet when you run certain routes and things of that nature? That's an easy conversation. I remember being in the defensive huddles, and we would talk all the time. That was one of the famous things I said about me and Trot, and him telling me about playing a run a little bit different. But that
was just my thing, because I'm like, you see, you know, from us, from the media, we can only recklessly speculate, you know?
And yeah, recklessly, like, yeah.
You know, him and AJ not getting along, AJ won't go up to him, or Hurts not coming to him. But then you hear all the other teammates say, you know, like, Jalen got that look in his eye, or Jalen will come up to us and tell us what he see. And it's like, you don't see that there. And it's just like, why not, bro? Like, you know what I mean? Let's get on the right page. Let's go bring this thing home, man.
It kind of makes you wonder how much of this is about football and how much of it is personal.
Hey, Hugh, I'm right there with you.
You know what I mean?
Because
when you
really feel the issue is, but
yeah, I don't know.
I'll say that for another day.
Yeah, I don't know, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I had issues with my teammates, but when you're trying to win games, though, that's it. You're trying to win games.
Yeah, I did think, and I listened to all the post game. He gave a lot of credit, and he went back. Jalen talked about the communication from Devontae, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was asked about the AJ thing. It was a little more like, yeah, like we had a signal and we saw it. Like, it was very, it was more like, yeah, you know, we made a play. From my perspective, Hugh, and I'm just watching it just from my TV, it feels like Devontae is much more communicative on the sideline, right? Mm-hmm. Devontae will tell Sirianni, he'll tell Jalen, he'll tell Petullo, hey, I see something here. If you get to a call, I think we got a shot. Meanwhile, AJ said it, remember a couple weeks ago, he said, I don't talk on the sidelines?
Yeah, he said, don't say a whole lot.
But, all right, so that could be, there's two parts to that. One, that's a good thing in that he's not causing trouble. But also, like, if you see something, don't you got to say something?
See something, say something?
Yes.
Yeah, that would make sense, especially when, you know, you're talking about your success is tied to a guy that has to get you to football. You would think that you would say a little bit more than
what
you've
been
saying.
Yeah, now that specific play he mentioned, it was a fourth and four. My guess is AJ thought it was supposed to be a quick hitting play, right? It's fourth down. Like, it's probably supposed to be a curl or a slant or something quick. And then once it took a while, maybe he thought Jalen was running. Maybe he thought Jalen threw it somewhere else. I mean, he shouldn't stop. But I saw the same thing. It kind of felt like he throttled down, and then he saw Jalen saw the ball, and then he kept going. And I think they were covering him with a safety or a linebacker on that play. So clearly, he could beat the guy if he just ran down the field. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to your phone calls here coming up. We'll check in with you people as well. And Hugh Douglas probably has to take the L on something he's been pursuing for a long time now. We got to get to that coming up. Tough day for Hugh Douglas. Not in terms of the Eagles. That was a good day, but one of those late window games. We saw something.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. Not a good day for Hugh. We'll hit that next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who'll win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get all the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. Make FanDuel your go-to app for any stat. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Didn't work
now
out.
That's Hall and Oates. Now I got that one right because I listened to that the other day.
Good music. Yeah, Hugh, yesterday we had a moment in the 4 o'clock window. You know, big games and some exciting games yesterday. But before it even really started, there was a video clip that went out there of Tom Brady with a big hug and hello to Jaden Daniels' mom, who of course, Hugh Douglas has been courting.
Time.
Yeah, you know, we really got to get after Brady here. He stole your ring in February of 2005. He stole your girl in October 2025.
I mean, I can't compete with that, man. Tom Brady didn't got that work done. You know, he got that. He didn't got that Ozempic. He didn't got the little face done. Then he got
bread.
He does
look different than when he
got long paper, man. You know, he can't compete with that long paper, man. You know what I mean?
Well, come on, nice you're on the midday show on WIP, pregame show.
He avocado ice cream, man. He done got all them Super Bowl rings. And did you see how she was smiling, though?
Oh, I saw. I sent it to you.
Ear to ear. Hey, man, you know, they fair everybody, man. You know, you can't worry
so
about
it. So we
that.
Officially throwing the towel in on the Jaden Daniels mama
thing?
It is
what it is, man. Yeah. I called some of my friends and asked them. I was like, dog, why y'all don't want me to holler at his mama? And they was like, well, Tom Brady probably helping him quarterback. Helping his quarterback skills.
Oh, you have nothing to offer.
You know what I mean?
No
I
money.
I don't bring nothing to the table, dog. I'm cheap. I ain't got no bread like that. You know what I mean? It's cool.
Wow. It's cool. Waving the white flag, Douglas, over here.
It is what it is, man. I'll be all right.
Okay.
I'll be
all right. Yeah, I mean, I felt for you yesterday. I saw it. I was like, oh, boy, that looks different.
She was all happy to see him.
She was.
She was, like, jumping up and down. And
she
stuff.
Is everywhere. I've actually seen more of her this year than her son, who's hurt again now for the second time. She's on TV a lot, Jaden Daniels' mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're holding your L.
He took a big L.
I'll take that. I mean, hey, man, like I said, they for everybody, man. Can't
Joey Taylor and Jaden Daniels' mom.
It's been a tough 6 months.
You're just striking out, man.
Hey, man, but you know what? Shoot a shoot. Just got to, you know, got to keep got to stay in the gym and
You still got Ringo's mom, potentially.
Mm.
Yeah, for now.
You're not feeling good about that.
I mean, no, I'm just saying, dog. You know, shoot a shoot, dog. I'm going to still shoot. You know, I'm still rocking around. You know, there's a game somewhere. I got my basketball with me. I'm still, you know. Shoot DJ. You know,
I am curious to see who the next one is because we've gone to two pretty high profile women in the last 6 months. Both have been big old flops.
Maybe you shouldn't be also talking about on the air how you wanted her to shut up during your date.
That probably hurt me a little bit.
Yeah, that one.
Well, no, I didn't want her to shut up.
That could have got back to Jaden Daniels' mother.
No, first of all, I didn't want her to shut up. I just said you're talking a lot.
Yeah, well.
That is a very polite, very nice way of saying shut up.
That's logical
stuff.
No, it's not. Yes, it is.
I wish you would stop talking.
Well, I was like.
Is a nice way to say shut up.
Okay, Joe, it was Monday night. It's football. There's a lot of conversation being had about stuff that wasn't related to what was the task at hand. We watching football. And I'm like, man, you still talking? I thought it. I didn't say it. Yeah, I didn't say it.
You said it on the air.
And she probably heard it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking it. Okay. I didn't say it. That's the difference.
You didn't have to go out on this dinner or whatever.
You know what? I didn't.
You did. But you could have just stayed home and watched football.
Well, I could have. Yeah. But that would have been rude.
I think it was more rude to go and not participate.
Yeah. What was more rude was probably talking about her.
Listen, man, I ain't been in this game in a while. I don't know the rules. Somebody even told me maybe I need to, you know, shave my beard down a little bit. I'm not doing that.
Well, we did that last year in the postseason.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm not doing none of that. I'm all right. It'll be all right.
We've only seen you without a beard once. That was after the green beard.
I had
beard.
A booty face, yeah.
Yeah, and you came in with the shaved face the next day.
The booty
day.
Face.
Yep. 215-592-9494. So that relationship is over. Hugh Douglas and Jaden Daniels' mom. That comes to an end. Brittany in San Antonio, Texas. What's up, Brittany?
Oh, damn. Okay. Hey, you. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Brittany.
I got a lot.
Okay, go ahead.
So my first premise, like I said it to Kyle when he answered, right? My thought is Jalen is kind of the quiet diva of the team. I feel like he's had a lot of time to be able to assimilate to Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Like, this is his guy, you know what I mean? So I just don't understand how it is that we're 6 years into his career at this point, and then we're still kind of debating back and forth about whether or not he has the capability to do everything that we think he should be able to do. I think that, like, if we continue to question these things, I think it says it. So the game this weekend, Carson, I think he removed all the pressure from Jalen. Carson did what it is that we have seen him do in the past. Again, like I said, no pressure from Jalen. The audio. Oh, I thought this was pretty evident. So watching the game, there was some audio from Saquon where he's like yelling at Jalen, like, "I need you to get me the ball like this." the hearing from Devontae and a little bit of his press conferences, which we do not hear a lot of, him saying, like, this is what I'm calling for. This is what I'm saying. More players being vocal on the offensive side that's not, like, just AJ.
Taking
the brunt of everything. And so I think I'm loving what I'm seeing from the offense and being more vocal. I hope that Jalen is a little bit more humbled by what it is that's been going on because, again, I think he has talent. Of course he has talent. But to see the inconsistencies that we've seen over the years, irrespective of a Super Bowl last year, that was Saquon. Saquon came here last year, and he carried this entire team. Carried the team all year long. So us, like, in you know, we, of course, football, I can always divert to you, like, and you say, giving us that perspective. I always appreciate that. I appreciate you being here, Hugh.
Thank you very much.
Giving us that perspective in regards to, like, what it is for a football player on their day-to-day. So I respect everyone's prowess and everyone's ability to, like, and rise. And Jalen's ability to rise. Like, I'll be here to say, like, he is a winner for sure. For sure he's a winner. But I just don't – I'm not a fan of AJ slander. I like the direction that we're moving towards. And, I think that we got with the softness, excuse my language, the softness across the league is crazy. We got a good chance. We should not be, like, in a position where, we can't, like, run through this thing. Like,
it shouldn't be so hard. So yeah, I think just to the way I feel about it with you, and Brittany, good phone call. It shouldn't be as hard as it feels like sometimes. Right? It takes weeks at a time for it to get revved up. She brought an interesting perspective to the conversation that we haven't come to today. I saw so two clips that came out of yesterday's game. One was the Devontae talking about how he saw they had something there. We should get to this play, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we could look at that from different perspectives. We could say, well, how come Petullo needed Devontae to say something? Or is he talking to Jalen? Like, hey, Jalen, I'm open on this if you throw it. Second thing, did you guys see the clip? Now, we didn't play it because I saw it. I didn't think it was coherent enough to play on the air. But did you see the clip? It kind of went viral last night and this morning of AJ yelling through the end zone after his second touchdown. Did you see it?
Mm-mm.
Kyle, you see the clip of AJ?
I saw the one where he threw the ball in the stands.
That one. The second touchdown.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, when he's like, throw the bleeping ball.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was clear enough for us to play. Like, it's hard.
Yeah, that's what you got from that, Kyle?
Well, a lot of people did.
Excuse me?
No, I'm saying I didn't see it.
That's what he said.
No, I'm saying I didn't see it, and I was just like, I was asking you a question.
Well,
is that what you got from
it? The reason I brought it up is I think Brittany's referencing it, that, you know, I'll send it to you. Again, it's too hard to kind of comprehend what he's saying to play it on the air.
Oh, but, you know, you people are somebody about this.
But there was a clip of AJ kind of screaming with the camera in front of him, looking out to the end zone after his second touchdown. And it's some people kind of deemed he said, that's why you throw the ball. That's what happens when you throw me the ball. But kind of like half fired up, half annoyed. Like, hey, this is
about time, like on some old Freddie Mitchell stuff.
Exactly. It was kind of like that. Again, I'm not 1,000% positive that's what he said, so I didn't want to, like, play it and say, oh, this is definitely what he said. But I saw it. I mean, I saw it. And based on what our last caller thought, based on, Kyle, what you saw, based on what people think they heard, and based on this season, is it fair to surmise that was what it was? Probably.
I got out of it was, because he said it was just throw the bleeping ball, right?
Yeah.
That, to me, sounds like a guy who's saying, just throw it. Like, I'll come down with it. Like, I felt like that's like he's talking himself up. Like, just throw the ball. Like, that's all you need to do.
It could have been that.
And I got it. Yeah. Like, now, this is what happens.
Again, it's one of those things when you see a clip and you can't really hear it, but someone thinks they see what it says, and then you read it, you can kind of place, like, that's probably what it sounds like. I don't know. I mean,
You mean when he's beating his chest?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it felt like to me. Like, he was gassing himself up.
Okay.
Like, all you got to do is throw it. Like,
yeah. And I'll catch it and we'll score. Like,
I'm not a lip reader.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't see all that.
But that's what I mean. Yeah, not everyone saw it exactly.
You don't need to read the lips. It comes off in the if you listen to it. I wasn't even trying to be fresh. I was.
No, you can hear it.
Yeah,
you can hear him say it.
Yeah, you can hear.
So you know what it reminds me of? Like a Ryan Howard, just get me to the plate, boys.
Yes, yes. I see it like
that. Like, you put me in the position, I'll do the rest.
Yep. And again, you go back to him wanting the ball more. Of course, that's probably what he said. All right, 215-592-9494. I was waiting for.
Reckless speculation.
Yeah, well, it went. People were sharing it all morning, all night. Like, oh, this is what he said, and some people thought he was annoyed at Jalen. I'm like, I don't know. He's probably annoyed at Jalen sometimes. Maybe not today was the day.
Hold on. If he's still annoyed after yesterday, I can't help the man. I mean, nobody can. Well, he's beyond
like
help.
Like I said, I think it's. I don't know.
I don't think that's the case. I think he was just hyping himself up. I really do.
He may have, but did you?
You're looking at me like I
ain't saying that.
Am I ever the guy that tries to like?
I'm not, and I'm not trying to paint you like that. I just when I asked the question, I was like, "Is that what you heard?" That's all. I didn't know you could actually.
I think it should mean more that I didn't. That's what I took out of it. Yeah. Of all people, I'm usually like, "Ooh."
I'm not trying to say you're a bad person. I didn't hear that, but we will definitely listen to it when we get there.
Yeah, I just for me, we can parse what we think he meant. I couldn't even fully hear it well enough to know that's what he said to then parse what he meant. I don't know. How about we just throw for 300 yards every week and he can be happy or upset.
I'll see if I can find it before you people.
Okay, 215-592-9494. Yeah, if we can play it for you, it'll be better. All right, Violet is in Virginia. Violet is up on WIP. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Violet. What's up?
Hey, sorry. I took myself off. Sorry. I have a couple things. I actually wrote it down so that I'm not, because I get a little nervous with y'all.
It's Hugh's fault. I get it.
I ain't doing nothing.
No, go ahead, Violet.
No, it's nobody's fault. It's just, Joe's fault. I love
my
y'all.
My fault. What did I do?
Okay, so I actually really loved what I saw, and I've always thought that Jalen's had it in him. I would just like to see it more often and more of a consistency like he played yesterday. I know he had, some rough patches there, but once he got into the groove, I've seen it plenty of times and I'd like to see it more often. You guys were just talking about the AJ thing and I saw it posted all over Facebook. So I wonder if that's what they were talking about.
It probably was. I saw it shared a lot and people were quoting it. And for me, Violet, it was just, I couldn't make out exactly what he said. So that's why I didn't like say, hey, let's definitely use this early in the show. Cause if we can't make it out and then people listening can't make it out, it's probably not fair to him to just assign a quote to it.
I wasn't really paying attention to what he was saying, but I mean, to me, I agree with Kyle. I think he was just like, hey man, I mean, just get me the freaking ball. You know what I can do. Just get me the ball. And I've always felt like that. You know, he's a big, tall, strong guy. Just throw him the ball. You'll get it. The only thing that I'm really still concerned about, and I know part of it's the line, but and if you guys would touch on this, I know I've said this before, I don't understand why we can't put two running backs out there and design something just to confuse the other team, because we have got to figure out this running game, because the deeper that we go into the season, you've got to be able to control the clock. And the only way that you're going to do that is by running the ball.
Well, you're right. And
so
they
I'd
could.
Love to hear
and Violet, man, we appreciate the phone call. They could do that. It got a little windy there in the end. They could do that with the second running back. They don't tend to do it. They did a little bit in the first game, I think, with Shipley. Hugh, I have a question for you before we get to you people.
What we got?
Oh, let me see. I want to frame this. How many carries from the other backs that are successful verse carries with Saquon that are unsuccessful to you start like raising your eyebrow? And what I mean by that is, so Saquon this year has run for 3.3 yards a carry, right? That's not good. If you add up now, because yesterday Bigsby got a carry, right? He got one carry yesterday for 11 yards. Before that, A.J. Dillon was getting a carry or two a game. And then obviously Shipley's part of the mix, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you add up those guys when they've gotten the football this year.
As opposed to when Saquon's
Yes, ready?
It.
I got the numbers. Saquon is 3.3 per carry. If you add up the Bigsby, just the one yesterday, Dillon before this week, and Shipley, those three combined have run the ball 17 times for 97 yards. That's five
more production from the other
5.7 a carry. Now, I'm not saying this is it's all Saquon's fault, the running game. It's interesting to me that we all say they've struggled to move the ball through the offensive line, but when the other guys come in, the once in a while they do, they seem to run it pretty well for their one or two or three carries. You think that's just a random weird thing, or is there something there?
Well, I'll say this. Saquon's a feature back, so he's going to get the bulk of the carries. I would say, it, to answer your question, Joe, you probably have to integrate them into the offense just a little bit more to kind of switch it up a little bit. Steven Davis? I remember when he was in with the Commodores back in the day. Brian Mitchell was the change of pace back. And I remember playing in a game where, you know, we kind of shut Steven down, and Brian Mitchell came in, and he had a hell of a day. So I think to your point is, like, Saquon's the primary. But if it's a day where somebody else's guy has the hot hand, let the hot hand run the ball.
Yeah, like before this week, I hadn't done the math on it because I was like, it's just one or two or three carries here. But you start adding them up over seven games. Those guys have, you know, when it's been someone else other than Saquon, it seems like those plays have been a little bit more productive. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to on a Monday.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You guys are a clown show. I only listen for Hugh.
Yeah, I'm a part of the clown show. Like, so, you know what I mean?
The biggest clown here.
Yeah. I mean, we can't be that big of clowns if you're still sitting through Hugh. Still sitting through us to listen to Hugh.
Yeah. Well, if you are, we appreciate it. Whatever.
I appreciate it.
I'll put a red nose on.
Yep.
If that's what you want.
Hey, Joe, what's your football playing background?
Excuse me? Damn. High school football at Monsignor Donovan in Toms River, New Jersey.
What position? Receiver?
A receiver and corner. And then flag football all-star at the Sales University.
Now, notably, Hugh Douglas.
Two-time.
Hugh Douglas did not play high school football. Joe did.
That's right.
So
I don't remember high school.
What?
You don't remember high school?
It was a blur.
Oh, no, Hugh. That's not good.
It was a blur.
Okay.
Is that when you worked at McDonald's?
I worked at McDonald's.
Yeah. So you remember that?
Yeah, I remember McDonald's.
You didn't like your boss?
Sharon Plew.
You remembered her name.
Damn lady. I can't stand that lady. She fired me.
Yep. The feed went down on YouTube, by the way, very early in the show.
Yep.
And I got blamed for it. Hugh got blamed for it. Kevin Petullo also got blamed for it.
What about Max? What about Max? Max who runs the YouTube.
I don't think they know Max well enough to.
Well, they know Max when Hugh calls him out.
He ain't done nothing for me to call him out. He been kind of quick on that camera though.
Yeah, put it on you. Who do we think really was to blame? Was it Petullo?
Well, here's another theory. Mm-hmm. Somebody said Jalen played so well it broke WIP.
That's my favorite one. Yeah,
possible.
Yeah. We're off the air. Yep. Sorry, Jalen was perfect yesterday. We can't talk about it.
Yep. I got killed, crushed for saying I wasn't into Prince. I'm a disgrace. I'm a loser.
Damn.
Not everybody's going to like the same music as you guys. Like, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody's going to be all right.
Kind of how I took it. I mean, I didn't get it. It wasn't personal.
Of course not. It's music
taste.
It's
your musical, it's your taste. Yeah. Like,
if I don't like a food that you like, still a disgrace, a loser. Yeah, it's like everything. Everybody's going to be all right.
Which kind of debate you think people give more grace in? Like music taste or like sports debate? Because, like, you could say you don't like Prince, and I'm like, all right, like, that's your opinion.
I would say,
but if you say you don't like a great quarterback, like, he's not that good.
I would say sports debate.
Yeah. No, I think people are way more sensitive about, like, I guess I don't live in the music Twitter space.
Yeah.
But people are, like, huge weenies about.
Oh, are they? I didn't realize this. Oh, about the Eagles.
Yeah.
Music, they're weenies.
I would have to imagine they are, too.
Yeah.
About music. If you reach a deep enough sect of any fan base, they're
weenies.
Probably weenies.
You'll find weenies, wherever you go.
Weenies.
All right, couple potential new Hugh in the bracket, BBL Douglas.
BBL. That's
I like that.
Or Botox Black Daniels.
Black Daniels, the Botox.
Well, Black Daniels is going to be in the bracket this March. So there's no question.
No, got Botox Black
Botox.
Daniels.
If you were offered free Botox, would you take it? You good?
For what? I've earned every one of these wrinkles and all of these gray hairs that I have, and I will wear them with pride.
They do show your wisdom.
I've even had friends of mine say, hey, man, maybe you want to, Beijing your beard. I will not.
Well, you like to call people out who Beijing their beard.
I will not Beijing. Mm-hmm. Trey Thomas. There's the one. Trey Thomas.
Wow.
Yep. I'm sorry, Trey. I think I
Beijing in two.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I've been, listen.
Right before they go on the air?
Yeah.
Victory Monday?
Yeah,
you're going to call them out like that?
I think I've been Beijing in dogs.
Well, I'm sure you heard this.
Listen, I ain't the only one that's graying. Like, it's real strange. B Dog ain't graying. Hollis for damn sure.
You're calling everybody.
Yeah, man, because I can't be the only one. Trey Thomas for sure.
Some might say that's because you're working with us.
I got my eye on Ike.
Well,
though.
Right after the week after his birthday, too. You're like, this guy's actually
great.
He's hiding it.
Hey, Ike Reese, I'm watching you, dog. For real. I'm watching you. For real.
That's strong. Convenient. Joe has nothing to say about the Sixers today.
Oh, Joel Embiid played well. You see that?
Come on. It's the preseason.
Let me tell you.
Could you imagine Joe leading the show with Joel Embiid today?
We were listening. Shout out to Sonny Hill. We listened to the show this weekend, right? And I think Sonny said Joel is going to play like, what, 60 games?
Yeah, and we looked at each other like, Sonny.
Listen, I ain't going against the OG, but the OG say 60 games. But then he said him and Paul George going to play 60 together. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah, I'm not the math isn't mathing on there. That.
Yep.
That's not happening.
Here you guys go flip-flopping again.
What is that?
How we flip-flopping?
The quarterback had a perfect passer rating.
I feel like we've been pretty consistent.
He played great yesterday.
You got to keep it going.
I'm happy he played great. Let's keep going.
Yep. Tired of the three of you pretending that you know football. I'm surprised Hugh got lumped into that.
No, it's about time.
Yeah, I'll be pretending.
It's about time. This guy's the act is off.
I'll be pretending.
Yep.
How about this? Hugh can have my mom.
That feels weird.
Yeah.
That feels weird.
That's very weird.
The next question is, what she look like?
I knew Hugh would be open to it.
No, I'm just saying. I'm curious. You throw your mom out there like that. I'd be like, what she look like? Yep. What's she working with?
You think the mom knows that offer was put out there? Or probably not.
All right. Two pieces of audio that we have to address here. One was brought to my attention via email.
Okay.
And it does involve Hugh, but this happened over the weekend. First, we got people wanted to hear this from Friday that we didn't get to get to at the end of the show. But he was a little bit sleepy.
And, of course, the same game parlay for the Eagles and Vikings, all to come on the Midday Show.
he was yawning in the background.
I turned my mic off.
The yawn that you
still
don't think,
did it audibly.
But these mics are strong. They could pick up other things in the room.
They changed the mics on us one day, didn't they? They put the stronger ones in
you just yawned louder.
No, they did change the mics at some point.
They did change
the
mics. Mm. These mics pick up everything.
So it's an excuse maker, Douglas.
But the old ones probably still would have picked it up.
Come on. You can't yawn that loud.
I'm just saying.
And then real quick.
What's this one?
So, we do have to consider the source here because we know about Bam and Upper Darby and his tendency to fabricate some things.
Yeah, it happens, yeah.
Yep. But we got this report he called in the Sean Bell Show.
Okay.
And here's what he said.
I just got back from Houston last week, I went to Bucky's down there, and the dude in the bathroom was giving me a towel that came out the bathroom, and he said he was Hugh Douglas.
What?
See, I don't know. He said he was Hugh Douglas.
He's an idiot. Like,
jeez Louise.
Because I had my Eagles gear on, that's why.
Okay.
So some guy in a Bucky's bathroom handing out towels claiming to be Hugh Douglas?
Now, hold on.
Do we buy that?
A couple Fridays ago, Hugh wasn't here. I mean, we do it.
No, how many imposters impersonators are there out there?
Seemingly more than you think.
I'm not sure about this one.
I mean, it's easy to call BS on Bam. I'm just saying Hugh did disappear for a weekend.
Now, I do appreciate the bit where people are just spotting imposter Hugh Douglas all over the place.
That is crazy. No, it wasn't me.
I feel like one is more than enough. But
we might see the one this week down in
Wilmington.
Yeah, we might go.
We're in Deco Food Hall on Wednesday.
You know what? You guys are going to need to call Ubers from there.
Oh, I am. I'm going to do it on the air. Yeah, I'm going to look them up on the air. We're going to do it Wednesday. All right, that's enough for us today. We got a Monday night doubleheader. Lions or Bucks?
Bucks.
Ooh, I got Lions. Seahawks or Texans?
Yeah,
I'll take the Seahawks.
Me too. And then Game 7, Blue Jays, Mariners.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Mariners.
Put it in your parlay.
I'm going to go to Mariners.
We can parlay all three gamers.
Yeah, we can parlay.
That's a fun one. All right, afternoon show next, live from Chickies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.